This is Wild About Utah.
A few weeks ago, I met someone who mentioned she used to be involved in chariot racing. Chariots, I asked, like in ancient Roman days? And sort of, she said. She explained how today's chariot racing in the Intermountain West involves two horses pulling a small aluminum chariot with the driver standing in the cart. She mentioned the regional championships were coming up at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden that weekend. So on Saturday, I jumped in my car. I got to the arena just after the first race. As I was strolling up to the rail running along the side of the racetrack, the horses in the next race shot by me. I was a little stunned by the hammering of the hooves on the dry dirt, the jangling of the harnesses, and the strange whirring of the oversized bicycle wheels, let alone the screaming of the spectators. For the horses, it was an all-out sprint for a quarter of a mile, and it was over in 21 seconds. In Roman times, the races lasted much longer. A typical race went 7 laps on a U-shaped racetrack with dangerously tight turns at both ends. Wealthy Roman citizens owned the horses, but they usually sent a slave to drive the team. A crowd favorite was the daredevil slave charioteer Scorpius, who won 2,048 races before he died in a crash at the age of 26. Stories of chariot racing go all the way back to Homer's Iliad, where the Spartan general Menelaus is accused of cheating in a horse race. Back in pioneer times in Utah, farmers liked to brag about how fast their horses could go, so challenges were made and the issue usually settled by an informal race. The first official chariot race took place down the main street in Jackson, Wyoming in 1950. For the following decades, chariot racing was very popular. Hundreds of teams would show up at the local races. Now, going back to the Golden Spike racetrack, I walked up to where the races were starting. I asked if I could get close and climb up on the side of the starting gate, and they said, sure. From there, I got an eyeball-to-eyeball view of the excited horses who were impatiently banging around in the chutes. In a race, often decided by hundredths of a second, getting a good start is absolutely critical. I was expecting ready, set, go, and a starter pistol fired into the air. What I got was a mighty clang of metal on metal when the starter pulled a lever. The gates flew open, the horses lunged forward, and dirt flew by me. When the dust finally settled, the day's winner was a team from Ogden who clocked in at 20 seconds .40, just 0.03 of a second off the world record. On the way out, I stopped to talk to 3 old-timers who were still hanging around chewing the fat. The sport is dying out, one said. It's getting expensive to keep a horse, said the second. The third summed it all up for me. Used to be, you were really someone if you had a car. Now, you're really someone if you have a horse. This is Mary Hears, and I'm wild about all the horses in Utah.